Hello, honey. My name's Charlotte. It's time for you to drop down into trance for me again. To let go of your free will and drop straight into submission with eagerness and abandon. Are you ready to play? Good. You're going to need to concentrate now and give me your full and absolute attention. Because this particular game requires you to actively participate in your own descent into trance. So as you settle down and begin to relax now, I want you to pay very close attention to the words I speak to you. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to begin counting down from 76. Just quietly, inside your own mind. And each time you hear me say the word deeper, no matter where you are in your countdown, you must immediately go back to 76 and begin counting down again from there. But that isn't all, honey. You have another instruction too. When you hear me say the word sleep, you will again return to number 76. But this time, count upward to 77, 78, and so on, until the next switch occurs. Do you think you can do that? Good. Then let's begin counting down from 76 now. That's right. And as you begin counting down now, you can simply allow my voice to slip easily into your mind, bringing with it a sense of familiar peace, so that you find each word I speak somehow relaxing. Somehow enabling you to relax and sink deeper into the comfort of your bed or chair. And it feels good to notice that happening now. It feels good to allow that to happen as you begin your journey to restful sleep. Just counting up and counting down, down and deeper down, counting and breathing steadily and rhythmically. And it's interesting, really, how easy it is to focus your mind with such specific intention. How easy it is to go deeper for me. as you relax more and more with each breath, with each word, drifting closer to that magical state of deep sleep which beckons to you from just below the surface of your consciousness. Seductive and tantalizing, drawing you in ever deeper and deeper into blissful relaxation, where nothing matters but the slow, steady passage of time moving through you and within you, like the breath in your lungs, like the sweet requiescence that settles over your body, like a warm blanket at night, as you fall peacefully to sleep, counting and resting, listening to my sweet voice echo through your mind. And you can find that it becomes easier now, easier to let go of all of your worries and cares, easier to relax into passive tranquility, heavy and tired and deeper now, gently and easily allowing your muscles to relax one by one, starting right down at your feet and letting each muscle soften and loosen as your awareness of your own blissful inertia becomes steadily more pleasant in your mind. Just counting in your mind for me, and allowing the numbers to lull you. The steady progression of numbers through your mind can even remind you of all those times you attempted to count sheep late at night when you were so very tired, so ready to sleep, so ready to go to sleep and simply rest, simply let go and rest now. Your conscious mind can drift and float away so easily when you feel so warm, so tired and relaxed, and all of this effort, this careful mental effort that you're making, counting up and counting down and counting and remembering where you are, forgetting your place and going deeper as you try to remember what you forgot. Before remembering that it just doesn't matter. Because just this restful moment of quietude is enough. Enough to make you feel so very good. So very relaxed, forgetting everything but the feeling of deep contentment that has already settled over you as you go deeper into a state of deliciously comfortable trance, and you can find that as you let go completely now, those numbers can seem to become meaningless in your sleeping mind. Nothing but a confusing blur that you can't be bothered to even think about right now, because the only thing that matters, the only thing you can think about as you let those numbers drift away and out of your mind now, is how very good it feels to let go for me. How right and peaceful and relaxing it feels to let go and go deeply into trance, slipping under so gently and without any effort at all, as though trance had been waiting for you all this time. Just waiting for you to accept the sensual embrace of deep sleep. And so you succumb entirely and dream a wonderful, beautiful dream. Feels good, doesn't it, honey? To sleep and dream for me. And you know, I like having you here too, peacefully absorbing my words, allowing me to direct your mind, your thoughts, pulling you down here in deep trance toward simple bliss. And I know what you like too. I know how to turn you inside out, leave you gasping and writhing, desperate for release. Your pleasure is in my hands now. Don't forget that. So, I want you to do something for me now. I want you to spread your arms and legs. I want you on display for me. I want you to feel just a little bit vulnerable as you wait for my next move. And while you're in such a deep trance for me, you can accept my words. You can feel everything that I describe to you and experience it truly. Maybe as you lie there, you can even sense my presence there in the room with you, standing right next to you. Perhaps you can smell the light traces of my perfume, a sweet, powdery musk, and hear the soft swish of my silk blouse as I move. And perhaps you can even feel it now as I wrap a silk scarf around your right wrist, tying it, trapping you. Can you feel it against your skin? Just a ghost of a touch, so light and yet so strong, and your wrist is held in place now as I tie off the bindings. You are unable to move away, and your left wrist too now. Feel me touching you, stroking the delicate skin of your left wrist as I wrap a second silk scarf around it and tie it, not too tightly, just enough to prevent you moving away from me, my captive. You know what comes next, don't you? Yes, of course you do. My cool fingertips brushing your right ankle, and the caress of silk, very slight pressure as I wrap a scarf around your ankle and tie it Not too tightly, my darling, because you don't really want to escape, do you? I didn't think so. And your left ankle too now. Your last remaining freedom is removed efficiently, gently, so softly that it doesn't feel like surrender. It feels like liberation. You look lovely, you know. I can see the heat creeping into your cheeks. That blush that stains your skin and makes you look so thoroughly debauched. Anything that I want to do now, I can do. And there's very little you could do to stop me, even if you wanted to. I have one last silk scarf here. Can you guess what it's for? Not your eyes, my darling. I want you to see what I'm doing to you. This scarf is destined for other uses. Your eyes follow my movements as I run that last scarf through my fingers and gently stroke it up one leg. Oh, does that tickle, Annie? Such a shame you can't pull away from me. This last scarf is going around your cock. Concentrate now and feel it. Feel every light, soft touch. Feel the pressure of the tie as it tightens around you, binding you, capturing your cock in a silk embrace. And I can't resist running one finger along the length of your shaft. Soft silk and softer skin is a delight to the senses. And your eyes never leave me. You watch as I stand and slowly begin to unbutton my blouse, one button and another, revealing black lace and pale, smooth skin. This show is for your benefit, Tanny. How much would you like to be able to touch me now? But you can't. You can do nothing but wait as I let the blouse fall from my shoulders into a crumpled splash of fabric at my feet. My skirt follows soon after, sliding slowly over my hips as I gracefully step out of it and kick it aside. Clad only in black lace lingerie, lace-topped stockings, and high-heeled shoes, I can hear your breathing grow heavier, see the way you twist toward me, as though to move closer, but you are held gently in place, and so I lean down over you, my hair falling in a dark curtain around your head, and I whisper into your ear, so softly that you almost can't make out the word. Fuck. And your body reacts instantly, without hesitation. A simple word, a simple command, and your mind. Fuck. And as you close your eyes and ride the wave of pleasure that pulses through your body, you can feel the bed dip and feel the heat of my skin so close to you, yet so far out of reach. And I'm kneeling on the bed, one knee on either side of your hips, straddling your body but not quite touching you. Fuck. Such a simple word. Such beautiful results. Maybe you can sense how excited I am now to see you reacting to my words, reacting to this trigger. And I can't resist touching myself, caressing my own body through the layer of lace and cotton that shields me from your gaze. Hot, wet pleasure. And you are lost, my darling. You are so entirely consumed by passion, watching me touch myself, wishing you could reach me, but the only thing that touches you is the cruel, delicious silk that binds you. I am out of reach, unobtainable. And you can do nothing but react. Nothing but experience it. So hot. So aroused. You can smell the musk of my excitement. And you wish, you wish so hard that you could just reach up and touch me. Fuck. Bound and spread, you can do nothing, and your body aches for contact. Aches for just one touch, one caress. But there's nothing, nothing but this, and the sight of my body above you. In an ecstasy of passion, and you are lost and mindlessly thrusting against the silk scarf around your cock. But it's nowhere near enough, and you wish almost desperately that you could pull me down to you, thrust hard into my wet heat, and ride that wave of bliss to the ultimate pleasure. But you can't, because you have no control here. Thrusting against nothing but empty air, frustration and desperation and fuck and hot and sweet desire. Your body is my toy to play with. And as I reach my climax, I reach down to you and run one gentle fingernail over your nipple, and the vocalization of my pleasure is that simple word, oh fuck. And I'm lightly stepping from the bed as your eyes fall softly closed. You know I will release you from your bonds, and so you wait, floating, dazed, in blissful, silent submission, just as you should. In a moment now, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And as I do, you can start to come around. Come back to yourself gently and easily. Feeling so good. Ready now? 5. Starting to become aware of the room around you now. Your bondage melting into nothing. 4. And you can flex your muscles now, if you need to. 3. More awake, more alert with every breath. 2. Almost completely awake now, feeling refreshed, alert, and 1. Completely awake now, wide awake. Welcome back.